welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast.
We have allowed ourselves to become so disconnected and ignorant about something that is as intimate as the food that we eat.
Be prepared to grow your own for victory.
God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink foamed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer.
Hello and welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast. I'm your host, Harold Thornborough, and glad you're joining me today for episode 110. It is December 28th, 2018. And today I want to talk about seed catalogs you should have on your coffee table. One of the things I like to do to just stay inspired and excited about my springtime garden when I'm struggling through those long winter months is to surround myself with resources, gardening resources. And one of those resources is seed catalogs. And they kind of keep that dream alive while you're waiting on springtime to get here. So I wanted today to talk about a few you should probably just have sitting around. But before we get into that, let's talk about a few homestead updates. First of all, I hope you had a great Christmas with your family. I did, and I've been sick the last few days, and I was sick on Christmas Day, and I'm still not over it completely, but it still was great, you know. This is my grandkids, you know, my granddaughter's one, my grandson is almost two, he'll be two in a couple months here, and it's just, I don't know, it's so great to have Christmas with these little kids. I haven't had Christmas with little kids that were excited about Christmas like they get in a long time. You know, my girls are all grown up, and it's just great to have little tiny kids around for Christmas. So I hope you had a great one as well. I hope you got some goodies for your homestead and to help you take those next steps or make homesteading better. Also want to tell you about some website troubles we had. We were down about a week and a half ago. It was back 2 weeks ago I started, and it was down for almost a week. Both my websites, the smalltownhomestead.com and the membership site, were both down. It wasn't anything bad that happened necessarily. I was upgrading to a faster, better server, a more expensive server. And the documentation said 1 to 5 hours. Well, they ran into a little trouble. It ended up taking, well, the membership site was up after 5 days, and smalltownhomestead.com was up after 7. So not exactly 1 to 5 hours, like it said, but things are running great now, and I'm glad I made the change. And I ought to be able to handle the traffic a lot better than I was before. Sometimes it was causing a little trouble and some page errors and things like that. So it was a necessary change, and it's just part of the growing pains of having a growing website. And it's a good thing. That's a good thing. Also want to tell you about a free course I put together for those who are aspiring and beginner homesteaders. You can sign up for that at smalltownhomestead.com/start. Homesteading, one word, start homesteading. And it's just a free course to help you get started homesteading right now, right where you are. There's a lot of folks out there in apartments and in towns with small backyards, maybe in the suburbs with small backyards, and they just don't think they can do anything right where they're at. Well, I put together I've actually got a complete course in the Homestead Forum membership community. But I took the first 5 lessons of that course. I'm going to give them away for free. And they're really the beginner steps for those folks who are really just wanting to get started. And it's all free. And there's a link in the show notes for it. You can click on it and go sign up for the course. All I need is your email. That's all I ask for. And then you can go right on over to listen. It's actually 5 audio lessons and some text. And just kind of work your way through that and give you some good places to begin your homesteading journey. So if you want to, if you're aspiring or beginner homesteaders, we're checking out. And even for those of you who've been homesteading a while, if you just want a refresher, it's good for that as well. So what's actually been going on around here? I have been pleasantly surprised at how well bok choy is doing in the winter greenhouse. I've never grown it in the winter before. I've only ever grown it in my garden once, and it did pretty good, and it's great stuff. I love it. But I thought, I'm going to grow that in the greenhouse this year, see how it does. I know cabbage is kind of a cold weather crop. This is kind of a cool weather crop too, and I bet it'll do pretty good, and it has done excellent. You know, I've been growing lettuce and lettuce mixes and spinach and things like that in the greenhouse, and they all do well. But this year I've got, you know, this bok choy is going, and it's doing extremely well. I'm actually growing some cherry tomatoes, and they're rocking. I mean, I don't have any tomatoes yet, but the plants are pretty good size already, so I'm thinking it won't be long. I'll have to start doing some pollinating in there, hand pollinating those, and and I'm get me some tomatoes. So they look like they're about ready to start flowering anytime. So excited about that. The greenhouse is just doing well. The rainwater collection system that I hooked up in there is doing real well. That greenhouse actually has little gutters built onto the sides of it. And I took hoses and hooked up to them and ran them into the back of the greenhouse into a 10-gallon can in there with a spout on the side of it where I can keep my water cans full. And that's working awesome. I mean, it's just working really, really good. So I've had plenty of fresh rainwater to water everything with in there. So I haven't had to carry water out there. I haven't had to take water out there one time. The one time I didn't, it didn't rain for a few days. And I needed the water. I actually got the water from the aquaponics tank. So I still didn't have to actually take any water from in my house out there. So that's been working out really, really well. Animals are still doing great. I did want to also tell you about a new discount partner for members of the Homestead Forum membership community. And it's just a company that whether you're a member of the Homestead Forum membership community or not, it's one we're checking out. That's New Society Publishers. They've been publishing books to build a new society for over 30 years. They're an activist, solutions-oriented publisher focused on bringing you tools for a world of change. And their mission is to publish books that contribute to the fundamental ways to building an ecologically sustainable and just society, and to do so with the least possible impact on the environment in a manner that models this vision. You know what? I love their mission. I love what they stand for, and they have got some great, great titles at their company. There's a link in the show notes for them, and if you're a member of the Homestead Forum membership community, guess what? New Society Publishers is giving a 25% discount on their titles at their website. So if you're a member in there, just go to the members discount area and check that out. But whether you're a member or not, they're a company worth dealing with. They got some great books, so check them out. Let's just get on with our main topic today. As you can probably tell, my throat's a little bit scratchy, so I thought I'd do something simple today, easy, and that is just give you a few seed catalogs you should have on your coffee table. I mean, as I was putting this together, it's 27 degrees outside. It looks like it could start snowing anytime. I'm sitting here drinking coffee, and I'm longing for the days when I can be out in the garden and be sweaty and dirt under my fingernails. And these seed catalogs are one of the ways that I maintain my sanity while I'm waiting. And I love the days when I get a new catalog in the mail. I do. They got real colorful pictures. They always have lots of great information about the vegetables, the descriptions, and the ways, how long it takes to grow them, and just all the information about those vegetables. And they even try, a lot of them will try to describe the taste to you a little bit. And you know what? Every homesteader should get to experience that wonderful feeling of getting a seed catalog in the mail and then sitting around and reading that catalog and dreaming of spring. And maybe I'm being a little overdramatic. I mean, but seriously, though, seed catalogs are great to have as you think about and plan your garden here in the winter. There are a few great companies out there that send beautiful and information-packed catalogs right to your door. So let's just check out a list of a few of those catalogs, a few of those companies. And by the way, in this list, in the show notes, there'll be the links to click on to go fill out the forms to get your free seed catalogs, each one of these companies in the show notes. So the first one I want to talk about is Johnny's Selected Seeds. You've probably all heard about them. I think, to me, they're probably one of the best seed catalogs. I love their seed catalogs. It's full of great pictures, tons of seeds to pick from. And even if you don't get the catalog, their website is great, packed with all kinds of gardening information. So they're worth checking out, even if you don't get the catalog. But their catalog's great. I love getting it. So go check that one out. Number two, Seed Savers Exchange. 100-page plus free catalog, over 600 heirloom and open pollinated varieties, a large selection of organic seeds. But you know what? Not only does this catalog have beautiful images and stories, it contains a lot of great educational material. It really does dealing with your seeds. So Seed Savers is definitely one you got to go check out. And again, the link is in the show notes for them. Baker Creek. Everybody knows about Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. They actually have two catalogs. They have one that's free, and they have one that they sell. The free one is their Rare Seeds catalog. It's color catalog, a lot of beautiful pictures, non-GMO. Seeds, has hundreds of high quality color photos, and it just showcases a ton of varieties and the beauty of heirloom vegetables, fruits, flowers, and herbs. So it's definitely one you want. But now they also have the Baker Creek whole seed catalog. Now, this one's not free. You generally have to buy it. I think the last time I went to their website, it was like maybe $9. I'll put a link to it in the show notes as well, even though it's not a free catalog, but it's a very thick. It's a book. It really is. Tons of great information. It's the whole seed catalog. It's all the seeds they carry. And they got the new one out for 2019. It's one worth getting. So check that out. Definitely worth picking up, even if you have to pay a little bit for it. That's definitely one you keep on your coffee table the whole year, probably, and just keep going to it. It's like I said, it's really like a seed book. It's not even a catalog. It's a book. But you can check those two out. I got the link to the free one and the link to the whole seed catalog. Number four, Gurney's Seed and Nursery. And not only do you get a beautiful free catalog from Gurney's, but at the time of this post when I'm putting this up, when you order the catalog, you also get a $25 off coupon. And you know what? That kind of sounds like a win-win to me. So you definitely want to head over to Gurney's Seed Nursery and fill out for that catalog and get your $25 off coupon. Because if you're going to buy seeds from Gurney's, that's worth having. So I thought that was pretty neat. When I was there checking it out and getting the link, I saw that. And I was like, ooh, I'll put that up. And hopefully it stays up there for a long time. But that's a great deal. So check that one out as well. And I'm going to mention this one. And so many people are not fans of Burpee Seeds. But Burpee Seeds and Plants, they have a catalog. It's free. Every gardener's heard of Burpee and knows they have a huge selection. And if you don't want to get the catalog, you should. But, you know, also they're offering $10 off your next purchase when you sign up for free catalog. So, there's two companies right there giving you, you know, some free seeds when you just get a catalog. So, you know, I think they sell such a wide variety, and some of it's great. I think some of it's not that great. And I've heard people say kind of bad things about Burpee. But you know what? I think the seed catalog's pretty good. I mean, it's got some good information in there, some good seeds to look at. It can open your eyes up to a little bit of daydreaming for sure. Number six, High Mowing Organic Seeds. And as their name implies, they put a heavy emphasis on organic. It's a seed company you can trust. Definitely a catalog you should be getting. And I think they're one of the great ones. I'll tell you what, they have a great blog too. They're at their website. So check that out as well. They have some really great information about their seeds there. And I'll have the link for that in the show notes as well. I keep saying that. I don't know. I've already told you that 100 times. All these have their link in the show notes. You don't need me to keep saying it. Number seven, Territorial Seed Company. Now, this is a family-owned business that's been around since 1979. With a nice inventory and a great catalog. And if you're anything like me, it should give you hours of quality daydreaming material because there's a lot of stuff there. And so it's worth getting. I mean, it's they've been around a long time. So they got some history there behind them. Number eight is one I just recently discovered, and I just filled out the form myself to get the catalog. And I'm a little excited about it because it's located less than a couple hours away from me in Westfield, Indiana. And they offer more than 1,000 seed varieties as well as plants, bulbs, and garden supplies to gardeners and farmers throughout the United States. And like I said, I just ordered this catalog myself, so I'm pretty excited about getting it. And it's just called Urban Farmer. And it's ufseeds.com is their website. And I don't know anything about them other than it looks like they got some great stuff. So I'm excited to get that catalog. Fedco Seeds is another popular one and another one with some history as well. They're a great company. They specialize in cold hardy selections. So this is a great one for the folks in the demanding Northeast climate, especially. I think that a lot of their stuff would grow anywhere just fine. I think even here in Indiana, some of that cold hardy stuff would really do well here. But Fedco has 5 divisions. They have seeds, potatoes and onions, organic growers supply, trees and bulbs, and they send out 3 catalogs annually. So that's another great one for the coffee table. Number 10, the last one I'll mention of the actual ones you'll get in the mail, Park Seed. And this company has been around a long, long time, roughly about 150 years. So they probably know a little bit about the seed business. And I read on their website that they put their first seed catalog out in 1868. So if you want to read a seed catalog with a little history behind it, then you might want to get this one on your coffee table as well. So check out the Park Seed Catalog. So there are a few to get you started. 10, there's a lot more out there. I know there's a bunch more out there. And I feel like I should mention that there are some great smaller seed companies out there that don't mail out catalogs, but they have great online catalogs, and you should check them out. I always like to support the smaller companies, and in the end, let me tell you, you're going to matter more to them as a customer than with most bigger companies. You're going to make a bigger difference on them, rather. So here's I'll mention three seed companies that I recommend that don't put out a catalog. They won't mail you one, but they have a great inventory online. Number one is The Seed Guy. Now, twice I have purchased seed packages, like complete, like garden packages from this company. And they have been, and I have been very happy with the seeds. Do very, very well. I've never got any bad seeds from them at all. The first time was a flawless transaction. And the second time, there was a hiccup with my order on the website because they were experiencing some issues. And when I contacted them, I'll tell you, they went above and beyond to correct things and make it right. They actually called me. They called me, and I couldn't answer the phone. They left a message because they were wanting to talk to me about it. And then they were very apologetic in email and on Facebook to me. And you know what? That goes a long way with me. So I highly recommend them because things happen. You know, things just happen, especially on the internet. Things just happen. Sometimes an order gets boogered or whatever. I brought it to their attention, and man, they went above and beyond to correct it. So that is a, to me, that's a great company right there. So The Seed Guy. MI Gardener is another one, and I have actually never bought any seeds from them, but I have watched their YouTube channel quite a bit, and I have talked to dozens of people who have bought seeds from them, and they highly recommend them, so I have no trouble doing the same. So check out MI Gardener. I think that's Michigan Gardener, migardener.com. Again, these links are in the show notes as well. And the third one I'll talk about is Mary's Heirloom Seeds. This is one of my favorite online seed companies, so much so that I have actually partnered with them as an affiliate, and they offer a discount to members of our Homestead Forum membership community. And they currently offer over 600 varieties of heirloom, open pollinated, non-GMO, and non-hybrid seeds. And Mary has signed the Safe Seed Pledge, saying that she's going to keep those seeds clean. And, you know, Mary was actually on our podcast a long time ago. If you want to look it up, this was actually back before I used to actually number the podcast, but I'm going to guess in the 30, 40 range. And the title of it was The Difference Between Heirloom Hybrid and GMO Seeds. And she came on and answered that question for us. Did a great job. So you can check that podcast episode out. I'll have a link to that episode in the show notes too, if you want to check that out. But those are three great online seed companies that I highly recommend. But you know what? I still love having those catalogs on my coffee table. I really, really do. They help me get through the long winter months. And, I just enjoy reading them. I just enjoy kicking back with a cup of coffee and a seed catalog. I really do. So there you have it, folks. We're going to keep this podcast kind of short because my throat really hurts. I got a thing going on here, and I'm trying to do some little herbal remedies on it and stuff. But in the end, it might be one of them I have to go to the doctor about because it's been hanging on for a few days. I do want to tell you, though, this podcast is made possible by those who join our Homestead Forum membership community. Learn more about the benefits of membership at thehomesteadforum.com. Or you know what? Just go to smalltownhomestead.com and then click the link there in the menu that says become a member. Take you right there. And I'll give you the confusion of two different websites. Just smalltownhomestead.com. Click on become a member. And check out some of what you get there. Trying to do more and more and more. We got, I think, four courses in there. I told you that free course is in there. That's part of a bigger course that's actually in there. Got extra podcasts. There's videos. There's a great forum in there that you can get involved in with other homesteaders, and just a lot of good stuff. And last but not least, the members discounts. And let me tell you, those members discounts, if you use them, you'll save way more money than what the membership will cost you. So go check that out and become a member of the Homestead Forum membership community and support this podcast and all the work that we do. And you know, be involved there. It's a great membership. You know, I want to get back to answering some questions. I still have a few questions that I was going to answer from that I got a while back, and some of them were timely, and I probably won't be able to answer those now because they're kind of outdated. But if you want to send a question for the podcast, you can send your questions to ask@smalltownhomestead.com or call or text in your question to our voicemail at 765-203-1949. And you can submit those questions as often as you like, as many as you want. And I'll get to them if I can. You know, if they're good questions for the podcast. There's been times I've just emailed somebody back the answer because it was short. There's been a couple times I picked up the phone and called that person if they left a voicemail. And I had their phone number. And I knew I wasn't going to get to their question on the podcast. I actually just called just a couple weeks ago. I called a person and they left a message. They left a question and I knew I wasn't going to get to it. So I just picked up the phone and called them and see if I could answer their question directly. And I do that occasionally. And I try, you know, I don't have a ton of time, but I'll try to answer your questions if I can. And a lot of them will make it on the podcast. So if you want to do that, you can. The show notes for this episode can be found at smalltownhomestead.com/110. And I really appreciate you guys joining me today. Hey, and if you want to leave a review for this podcast, I really appreciate it on iTunes or even right at the website. If you go to smalltownhomestead.com and click on podcast, go to the bottom of the page there, you can leave reviews there underneath the podcast listing. And I appreciate those there on the website as well. So wherever you want to leave a review, we appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And check out those seed catalogs. I think you'll really appreciate them and they'll help you get through this long, long winter. Until next time. Happy homesteading, and God bless.
Thanks for listening. To see the show notes for this podcast or listen to other podcast episodes, go to smalltownhomestead.com. There you can also read our blog, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and take advantage of the many resources we make available to help you along in your homesteading journey. Please share this podcast and help us to carry out our mission of helping others to homestead today for a better tomorrow.